Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So the Academy Awards of the Culinary World, the James Beard Awards, were in Chicago this past Monday over at the Civic Opera House. We set up a red carpet so we could talk with some of the famous chefs and some of the Chicago notables who were there. Among the notables, the mayor of the city of Chicago. Very proud to have the Beard Awards back in Chicago now for a second year, as Mayor Emanuel told me.
I'm building on the work of our chefs. They put Chicago on the map. What I did was made sure that, as the James Beard Foundation said, we were thinking of leaving New York. I said, come to the most American of American cities, where people literally create art on plates and make masterpieces, and they love it now. And my goal always when I get people to Chicago is, when you get on a plane, you're going to say, why didn't we do this earlier?
Yeah.
And so the real people and the real credit goes to all the architects who design the restaurant, the chefs who make and think of things and design things and put ingredients together you would never think of. And then we let Chicago shine.
So,
one last thing, I'm sorry. It's not only the NFL and this, but last week we put out the data, Chicago to cross nearly 51 million visitors, only New York and Orlando. And that's, 4,000 new jobs for Chicago.
Yeah. The Beard Awards have been so quintessentially New York for 25 years, really, up until 2 years ago. What do you think it says about the culinary community here? I mean, what are you most proud of in the culinary community?
Well, this is, first of all, people are willing to take a risk. That would be number one. It's a community because they support each other. Even though they're competitive, you have a sous chef here and he or she go and start their restaurant, and there's no sense that you've cheated on me, you left me. The third, and I think this is a testament to our city, immigrants come here. So we have, from all over the world. And our chefs, in my view, are able to be true to that cultural heritage and yet put an American twist on it. And that's what I think is the history of our city. And they tell it through cooking and cuisine.
So after a long day of beating up reporters, do you go home and cook? Do you ever get behind the stove and do anything yourself?
Yes. But what I love to do...
Out?
Nope. I love to clean the dishes.
Really?
I love cleaning up afterwards. I love just the water on your hands. Your back is to everybody. Nobody bothers
you. Nobody can bother you.
Yeah, all they do is bring extra plates and you keep going. and it's mindless. Grease? Here. See? I love it.
Wow.
And I love cleaning up after dinner. And if I can't get the guests to leave, I just get up and start cleaning up the dishes.
That's a good hint. Time to go home.
There you go, Mayor Emanuel. Who knew? He loved washing dishes. Not a sentence you hear come out of anyone's mouth very often. Coming up, Rachel Ray, Ming Tsai from Simply Ming. Also, some top Chicago chefs, including Rick Bayless, Tony Montalbano, both of the Jimmy Banoses, John Hogan, and Phil Rosenthal from the TV show I'll Have What Phil's Having. Former executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Hot, beautiful Sunday. This is my beautiful day.
Hey, gorgeous day for Mother's Day today. Get out and enjoy some of the fun. We wrap up our Food Time show for today, sharing some of the interviews that we did on the red carpet of the coveted James Beard Awards that were here in Chicago this past Monday, talking with some of the top chefs in the country, some of the top TV chefs. And I got to tell you, if you have not watched this program on PBS that's called I'll Have What Phil's Having, you are really missing out on a treat. Phil Rosenthal was the executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond. He's kind of the brains behind that whole show. Very energetic, very personable, really, really nice guy. For all the years that Everybody Loves Raymond has been on WGN TV, we've been going to their set. We've interviewed the whole cast. We've interviewed Phil many times on the set. They've come here to Chicago. We go back with all the Everybody Loves Raymond people quite a way. So we've got to know Phil that way. But this show that he does just takes you to unusual places where great food is going on. And you get a sense of his childlike enthusiasm for whatever the food place is that he takes you to, and, you know, trying different and exotic things. Thus the name. I'll have what Phil's having. Big fan of the show. Big fan of our friend Phil Rosenthal.
Longtime friend of WGN as the executive producer of Everybody Loves Raymond, Phil Rosenthal.
Hello.
Who now hosts my favorite food show that's on. I'll have what Phil's having.
Yes, you will.
And a James Beard Award winner already.
That's right, people. That's right.
That's
Call me Mr. Beard.
What do you think is makes your show stand out and is so special? It really is unique.
Well, I think I'm exactly like Anthony Bourdain if he was afraid of everything.
You bring your neuroses to the recipe.
I feel like I'm the guy watching Bourdain. I love him. He's like a superhero, and I watch him, and I go, he's so fantastic. I'm never doing that.
Yeah.
I'm never doing what he does. So I feel like I'm the guy on the couch, like you or maybe somebody watching, who says, if that guy can go outside, maybe I can too.
More exciting than all your success with Everybody Loves Raymond?
I'm going to say yes, because it's happening right now.
Yeah.
It's happening to me now. Live in the moment, people.
Yeah. I wish you had a little more excitement about yourself, Phil.
I'm excited.
It's so great to see you. We've got all of our favorite TV chefs here, from Rachel Ray to our old pal Rick Bayless. Rachel Ray, who's never been to the awards, amazingly, we found out, to Rick Bayless, who's not really sure how many Beard Awards he's got. Six or seven, he says. Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Something like that, yeah.
What does this mean to you, Rick? You're up for another one.
We're up for service, best service in the country, and we've been nominated for that, I think, 6 years in a row now, so we're becoming the Susan Lucci of the service category. But I have to say that these awards are super important to our industry, because before this started, and I'm old enough to remember before it started, there was no sort of bar that everyone was reaching for. The food and service in this country has just gone astronomically higher since these awards started. So I think it's really, really important.
I have a feeling this is going to be your night, finally, in this category.
You do?
I have a feeling. I'm a good award predictor, Rick. I think this may be
your
night.
Really? Oh, you just gave me chills.
Very,
thank you.
Very happy. Rick Bayless from Frontier Grill in Topolobampo. You have a new restaurant that's opening.
It's just opening this next Thursday. It's called Leña Brava.
And actually, the restaurant did open this past Thursday, so I'm sure we'll be giving you reviews on that soon. And I know Rick would love to see you there. Unfortunately, it turns out I was not such a good predictor. Rick did not wind up winning the award that night. But the Alinea wound up winning Best Restaurant of the Year nationally. Huge night for Alinea. Curtis Duffy from Grace wound up winning Best Chef in the Great Lakes region. So congratulations to him. We also caught up with a whole gaggle of famous Chicago chefs. Jimmy Banos Sr. and Jr., Tony Montuano, John Hogan. They all arrived together and were like kind of photobombed. It's not a photo, but Mayor Emanuel, I'm talking to these guys. Mayor Emanuel jumps into the mix to say hi to John Hogan. Take a listen to this.
You know, it's great to have the awards back here in Chicago this year, just taking it all in. Great to support the James Beard Foundation and having a good time, this year.
Is it true that you just like being here, Jim, just to get out of the restaurant for a little while so you can relax a little bit?
I don't work on Mondays anyway. No, no, it's great. You know, it's great. It's great for the city. It's great to support our friends. It's really an awesome event.
Yeah. What do you think this means to the
John?
Excuse me. We're busy. We're busy here.
Tell him it's soup.
Mayor's soup.
Yeah, my soup.
It's called hangover soup.
Hey, hangover
we know he gets up one every day.
What's in the hangover soup? Come back here. Come
back. Only he knows.
Oh, it's a secret. Okay, City Hall secret. What's is it good, the mayor's hangover soup?
Oh yeah, every time he's in, which is about once every couple weeks, he orders it and he takes it back to the office.
Why is it called hangover soup? Why is the mayor having hangovers?
Right. Well, that's what I asked him. It's pozole from Mexico and typically served Saturday and Sunday mornings in the taquerias to cure the hangover.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds delicious. What does it mean, Tony? To scoot over here for a second. What does it mean what does this mean to Chicago? What does it represent about Chicago?
It means everything to Chicago. I mean, this is the center of the culinary universe tonight, and having a mayor who supports it and who understands the importance of breaking bread and the culinary arts in the world. I mean, this is it right here in Chicago, Lyric Opera House, center of the food world tonight.
I think it's, you know, truly an honor. It's for, you know, well, for Chicago, you know, we've become this great American food city, and the greatest food awards of our time are being held here. And I think that we're very fortunate to have it, and I think they're very fortunate to have us, because there's no better city in America to host these. And, you know, we have some amazing honorees, and our city has quite a few Jane Spirit Award winners, and I think that it's truly a pleasure. I wonder what life will be like without Beard, you know, after the fact. I mean, it brings a bit of the Hollywood razzle dazzle of food that we love to us, and you know, it's good for our economy. You know, restaurants business is just booming with it, and it brings lots of credibility. But you know, like I said before, I mean, awards are great, but what goes behind the award? Like today, I went to a wonderful meeting where we're talking about food and the future of food with Elon Musk's brother, Kimball Musk. And so behind all the razzle-dazzle, it's great stuff that people are doing for the future of food, and showing that it's more than just that medallion. It's chefs who are becoming very active in the growing and the food, and also bringing the best to the American plate.
So what is the future of food? What kind of trends can we expect?
I think farm-to-table is no longer a trend. It's how it's to be. I mean, if you probably seen in the press, there has been concern about menu and people stating that. And I think the American public demands fresh. And I think that's what you're going to see more of that. And I think the fresher it is, the more local it is. I think simplicity is, it's very, very much a part of it. But I also think that with all the great things like that have been brought to us from molecular, that people are looking for a little razzle dazzle too. But I personally think the fresher and the most local and the pedigree of the food is the most desirable.
What's new with you? What's going on in your food world?
Raising four children in North Florida and going back and forth. I'm opening the Florida Garden and Kitchen School to help educate the people. Bill Gates has moved in the neighborhood farming, so I'm trying to
name dropper.
And we got in the New York Times, gave us a great story. And I'm opening a new restaurant at Walt Disney World, and Homecoming, which I'm very excited about, that'll be coming in next month. And I'm still, you know, being an advocate and activist for human rights and LGBT rights. I'm getting ready to leave for Azerbaijan with the State Department in about a week or so, and I'm cooking for a royal, Dean.
With who?
I'm cooking for a royal.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you.
More exciting to cook for a royal or Oprah?
You know, honey, she's royal in her own right. She's the queen of TV.
Well, that's right.
Well, I'm not going to say, but it's coming. You'll hear her.
For the first time ever at the Beard Awards, considering how long she has been one of the most popular TV chefs, Rachel Ray. She's got her own show. She was featured on Oprah's show. I don't know how many cookbooks Rachel Ray has out now in a line of, you know, cooking products and so forth. But we caught up with Rachel on the red carpet and chatted a little food.
How fun is it for you to be here tonight?
I've never been in my entire life.
What?
First time I ever got invited to the ball. I'm pretty
excited.
How
can this be possible?
It's pretty cool.
How does Rachel Ray not get invited to the Beard Award all these years?
I don't know, but it's pretty amazing. I'm excited.
So what does that mean to you to be invited to the party?
I astonished. I think it's great. I mean, it's kind of one of those pinch me moments. Well, I get to be in the same building as all of these wonderful, amazing chefs and celebrate them. And I'm excited.
Yeah. What do you think that you've contributed? And I think it's been significant what you've contributed to the culinary world? And
I don't know that I've contributed much to the culinary world. These folks can outcook me, you know, any day of the week. I do think that I've tried to contribute to people, young people and families, committing to each other and committing to the dinner table and to their kitchens. You know, that was my job. Accessible is my middle name. So culinarily, I don't know what I brought to the table, but I do think I brought a lot of people to their tables.
Yeah, don't you think, though, that, I mean, you know, cooking can be very intimidating, and you made it very approachable, don't you think?
Well, that's the point of what it is I do and how I write and what I write. It's accessibility. I want people to feel successful about themselves, not be enamored with my particular skills. I want them to feel, wow, I can totally do that. And that's who I write for.
And I don't think any of these fancy schmancy, you know, five-star chefs have invented phrases like EVOO and
yeah,
made it part of
the
American.
Yeah.
And you are in the dictionary.
I have made
friend.
It to the dictionary, and I designed an oval spaghetti pot.
That's right. Contributions from this girl.
Hey, my family likes my food, and my mom's proud. So I'm just thrilled to be here. It's amazing to be.
That's
to
very
be
cool.
Invited.
Well, we miss you on WGN. You have to come
get
back.
Get me home. Sometime. Take me home.
Somebody bring this girl back to WGN.
Thank you, darling.
It's Rachel Ray. You see her show. I guess it's on in the middle of the night now on Channel 7. It used to be on WGN-TV, and she would come and visit with us on the morning show. So maybe she'll get a better time slot. Maybe she'll move back to WGN one of these days. It certainly sounds like she wants to. You may also know from television Ming Tsai. Maybe you know him from his award-winning public television cooking show, Simply Ming, or a variety of food shows that are on Food Network. He's the Emmy-winning host of Eats Meets West with Ming Tsai and Ming's Quest. He's on a lot of these food competition shows. He's the author of 5 cookbooks in addition to having and kind of owning, operating restaurants like Blue Dragon and Blue Ginger. Ming Tsai, one of the most recognizable faces on public television. And turns out he loves the city of Chicago.
You know, I love Chi-Town, right? I opened the Hotel Intercontinental in 1990, so this is my second home growing up in Dayton, Ohio. It's always an honor to be part of the awards. I was so humbled to be able to present the media awards last week in New York, and I get to reiterate the people that won there and present Northeast, where I'm from. I know all the chefs that are nominated for Northeast, and it was a game changer for me as a chef. When you get recognized by your peers to be one of the best chefs in the region, it speaks volumes, because it's not by popularity. It's by real people and real diners and people that appreciate food. And when your peers nominate you, that's the biggest pat on the back ever. And we don't do it for the accolades. We do it because we want to make people happy through food. I can honestly say that for every chef here. But it sure is nice to be recognized by your peers, hands down.
Yeah, how has the whole culinary world changed? Is it more competitive now? Is it more creative, more difficult now, do you think?
That's a hell of a question. I don't have 7 hours, but I don't think it's more competitive in this sense. People don't get this. It's not, I mean, everyone wants to be the best, but it's not like Sweet 16. You don't beat someone and then they're eliminated, then you keep going, right? I mean, that's not how restaurants work. I think there's definitely more of a creative embodiment of culture and cuisine. Chefs help chefs, always, right? I learn from chefs, and I'm teaching chefs, and that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it always will be, thank God.
I wonder if the bar is set higher now.
Much higher.
Because people see you on TV and, you know, the other TV chefs that really up the game for everybody. Make you want to.
Here's a couple of things. For the record, I hate the term celebrity chef, because what does that really mean? Is Brad Pitt a celebrity actor? No, he's an actor. We're just chefs. We just happen to be a little black box. I am no better than the other 1,000 or 2,000 chefs in this country. I just happen to be in a little black box. So that for the record. I think the bar's been raised because the palate of the American people, also called Americans, have been raised, right? So people go to Thailand now, they go to China, they go wherever they go, to France, they eat the real deal, they come back, they want Normandy butter. They don't want butter made in America that almost is Normandy butter. They want Normandy butter. They want Fleur de Sel, Malden salt. They want the real soy sauce out of Japan. They want the, right? So because the bar is raised, and Chinese food, for example, it's not just Chinese food. It's Sichuan, Hunan, right? It's segmented, which is awesome. So the bar has been raised for people are demanding better, more authentic. And authentic doesn't just mean that Italian has to cook an Italian dish and a Chinese has to cook a Chinese dish. One of the best chefs in Boston, for example, Ting San, who worked with Nobu, has some of the best sushi, bar none, in the country. He's Chinese. So, but that's okay because he trained with Nobu. Yeah. So you don't have to be that ethnicity to only cook Greek, right? Michael Schlau cooks great Greek and great Italian, and he's Jewish. So, you know, right?
Right.
So point being, because the American palate demands more, we have to give more. And by the way, the trick, of course, is everyone wants it at more value. So you got to always play with that because there's certain points. You know, we are in this for the money too. I mean, we want to give back, which is probably the most important thing I would like to stop end this on, because all chefs, every chef here gives back, and I think that's one of the coolest thing of this fraternity. We all have an opportunity. We have a national stage, a lot of us, to be able to do whatever cause we want. For me, it's Family Reach. Please go to familyreach.org. I'm the president of their board. We're the only national charity that helps families have a child with cancer. And if I could do just a huge dedication to my boy, Lucas Bear, who unfortunately passed just yesterday, a six-year-old kid here in Chicago. He was our heart and soul for Family Reach. But he's the kid that hugged me when I did events for him. And he's the one that completes me. When you can give back like that, all the money and the fame and the profit, that's great. But when you give back and leave your mark, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
Ming Tsai from Simply Ming at the James Beard Awards red carpet. Coming up, some of Chicago's top Chicago chefs.